As homeowners like Dolores try to sort out their futures, many banks and mortgage brokers are looking to the past, trying to make sure the mistakes that got them into this mess aren't repeated. Part of that reform is a new code of conduct for home appraisers that will take effect in May. Reporter Chad Terhune wrote about the role appraisers played in the financial crisis for Business Week, and he joins us now. And Chad, there is a staggering number in your piece. You wrote that in 2006 alone, appraisers helped inflate mortgage values by $135 billion. What happened?
What you had in many cases were homes being overvalued. And what would happen if mortgage brokers or lenders order an appraisal, either for a home purchase or refinancing, and they would ask an appraiser to hit a certain number, say $200,000 on a house to get the deal done, when really the house is only worth $150,000. And oftentimes an appraiser would go along with this because they wanted the business. If they refused, the broker or lender would just go to another appraiser until they found one that would go along with this number. Now, why were lenders and brokers doing this? Well, oftentimes if the loan is a higher amount, everybody in the real estate food chain gets higher commissions. And if you're a homeowner, say, well, what's the harm? My loan closed, I got my refinancing, but what happens is a lot of people overpaid for their house. They took on way too much mortgage debt, and they were immediately what they call upside down on their house. They owed too much on their house than it was really worth. And so then my story looked at the way federal regulators and some state attorney generals are trying to fix this.
And Chad, let's talk a little bit about that. There are calls for regulation, including a new code of conduct and middlemen who will work between the nation's 60,000 freelance appraisers and lenders and brokers. Who are these middlemen and what are they expected to do?
Yeah, most people have never heard of these companies and don't know what they are. The code basically bans lenders and mortgage brokers from directly ordering an appraisal. So the idea is simple. If we cut these people out of the ordering process, they can't pressure appraisers to change the value or inflate it. That sounds simple enough. And a byproduct of this is it kind of inserts this new middleman. These companies have existed before, but there's a lot more of them, these appraisal management companies. So the lender or mortgage broker has to send the order to them, this middleman, and then they go find an appraiser in your local area to go look at your house. Now, there's a lot of concerns that these appraisal management companies are not the answer. They are not going to fix this problem. There's not a lot of regulation of these appraisal management companies, so some states are trying to fix that, saying we don't really know who's getting into this business. Are these the people to be entrusting this very important job to?
So let's say you're a consumer. Let's say you're a person who's looking to buy a home, sell a home, or you want to refinance. What can you do to make sure you're not dealing with an appraiser who's got other motivations?
Well, first of all, you want to be very direct with your broker or lender and ask them, who is doing the appraisal on my house? You want to know the name of the company. Is it a company that they have a relationship with, a business relationship? Is it a company the lender partly owns? And certainly you want to get a copy of that appraisal. And certainly borrowers also have the ability, they can go seek out an independent appraisal. People should certainly be asking some questions. The other thing that happens often is sometimes it's just an automated appraisal. Sometimes they don't even send an actual person out to your house. You want to know exactly what you're paying for and who is doing the appraisal, who ordered it.
Chad Terhune of Business Week, thank you.
Thank you.